From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
You're listening to the Open Mic Podcast on News OK. I'm Mike Sherman, Sports Editor of the Oklahoman, talking with OU beat writer Jake Trotter with late breaking news. Jermaine Gresham is out for the BYU game. Jake, give us the latest.
Well, it's a big loss for the Sooners. Obviously, other than Sam Bradford, I think if you had to take a player that you didn't want to lose for the season opener, probably would be Jermaine Gresham, especially with the inexperience at the wideouts and on the offensive line. He's a guy that would have helped you out in both spots. We don't know past BYU how long he'll be out. I think that the coaches, the training staff, and team doctors are trying to figure out whether they want to put Gresham under surgery or not. And if they do, I think he could be out longer, or if they want to try to allow him to play through the cartilage injury. So I think that's what's going on right now, and why there's no real definitive answer about how long he'll be out.
And Jake, and Gresham, you have a tight end who was projected to go high in the first round next year, really had a chance to enter the NFL draft this past season, declined to do that. And so his future is certainly got to be a part of this discussion also. How much do you think, though, that's bearing on their how they decide to treat this?
Well, they definitely don't want to do anything that would cause him to have future trouble in that area. I think that's definitely going to be part of the decision. You know, he's a guy that really showed a commitment to the school by coming back, and I think OU will certainly reward that in kind. Not that they would treat any other player differently, but I just think that, you know, he's a guy that obviously has a great NFL future, and that will be part of the decision-making process. But I think with any player, you want to look at his future, you know, regardless if he's a first-round pick or a guy that, you know, might be a spot player in the NFL.
Earlier this month, we wrote a story, you wrote a story about big game Jermaine, and really detailed the impact that Gresham has had in big games, big chunk yardage plays. This is not going to be the same team without him.
No, and I think that, especially with the wideouts being a little bit unproven, I think the onus falls on them to pick up the slack for Gresham, and that will be the position I'll be watching Saturday. You know, DeJuan Miller, Cameron Kinney, Brandon Caleb, Adron Tunnell. I mean, those guys are going to have to make plays in the passing game without Gresham out there. I would expect to see DeMarco Murray maybe line up in the slot a little more than usual Saturday to compensate, but he is the guy that really is a big game killer. I mean, you look at what he did against Florida, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, Texas. You know, in the big games, he has shown up, and I would classify this BYU game as a big game. I mean, it's a top 20 team. You know, it's a neutral site, and that OU really needs to, you know, deliver a statement with as we get going here in the national championship race. And without Jermaine, I clearly they're not going to be as good a ball club.
What does this do to the competitiveness of the BYU game? Does this make it a toss-up game?
No, it doesn't make it a toss-up. You know, it may drop the line from, what was it, 21-22 to, you know, maybe the 18-17 range. But I think that if you're looking at BYU, this is a great equalizer as far as the injuries go, because BYU has been decimated by injuries, and they really had a huge disadvantage going into this game. But they didn't have anybody who was all that key who had gotten hurt. You know, then, you know, there were some starters in there, but, you know, Max Hall was healthy, Dennis Pitta was healthy, they feel like Harvey Young is going to be healthy. You know, their big guys are going to be there, and with OU now, they will have lost, you know, one of their best players. So I think that BYU's injury situation doesn't look quite as dire, and Oklahoma's going to have to figure out, you know, how to score points in the red zone without Jermaine. I mean, I think that's where they're going to miss him the most. Inside the 20, that's where he was so dangerous because of his ability to get behind defenses and also, you know, run through secondaries once he caught the ball. And it's a big reason why Oklahoma was so great in the red zone all of last season.
Jake, who are these other tight ends? Tim Rattery, James Hanna, what do we know about them?
Well, this is what you need to know. They felt good enough about those guys to move Brody Eldridge to center. So it's not like we're talking about they have nobody else at tight end. I mean, Rattery is a walk-on, but he's a guy that has really shown up this fall and really in the spring, too. Has very nice hands, you know, can block. Is he a superstar? No, but he's a solid guy. James Hanna has only one career catch. he's more in the mold of Jermaine Gresham, kind of a flex tight end. He's a guy that maybe is not as polished as a Rattray, but has a lot of potential with athleticism. And those are two guys who are going to have to step up in that tight end role, because I don't really see them moving Brody Eldridge back, certainly not this late in the game.
Jake, this happens late in game week. I mean, it happened Wednesday, or news of this started to leak out late last night. You confirmed it today on News OK, and now sort of everybody's reporting it now. The next thing is how severe. You see all kinds of projections, 4 to 6 weeks, and you think there's a reason why that's kind of moving around. That's a moving point.
Well, it was a little bit bizarre when this stuff started leaking, because everyone you talked to, they had a different projection of how long he would be out and the severity of the injury. And I think part of that is because nobody knew how severe it was, including Jermaine Gresham and the doctors. I think that it was an injury where they felt like it might have been more serious at first than it was. I think they feel better about the injury today than they did last night. And I think that's why you see a little bit of a discrepancy about how long he will be out. But truthfully, I don't know how long he'll be out, and I don't know if anyone does. Anyone that says they know for sure outside the program, I don't know how much stock I put into that, because I think it's an evolving issue, and I think that they're still evaluating him, waiting for some MRI results before they go forward with whether to have surgery or have him play through it. So it's definitely still an evolving issue, and I think worst case, maybe they hope to get him back by Texas if he were to undergo some kind of surgical procedure. I know some people have said he'll be out for the year, but that is not what I've heard mostly, although I have heard that too.
Jake, last question. This breaks late. This team has spent a whole, off season and summer planning for BYU, I'm sure, putting in the game plan, and all of a sudden there goes Bradford's most valuable weapon, most lethal weapon, 3 days before the game. What do they do with the game plan here? Do we see more running? What adjustments do you see the Sooners being able to make at this hour?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what they do. I don't think that the game plan necessarily changes, but who does Bradford feel comfortable throwing to? Because Gresham provided him with such a great security blanket underneath. Does he have that same rapport with Hannah and Rattray? I think we'll find out. They're not going to call as many plays to the tight end necessarily as they would have had Gresham play, but I don't think you're going to see the game plan drastically change. Again, the key for this team is their wideouts need to step up and make some plays in the passing game. The guys I mentioned earlier, especially, the guys that have been around for a while, the Adron Tunnels, the Brandon Calebs, the Ryan Broyles and Moses Medus, those guys need to make plays for this team because Gresham is such a huge loss in the passing game, and those guys have potential, and they need to show up Saturday.
Jake, thanks. That's all for the Open Mic Podcast, but you can follow Jake Trotter's coverage on Jermaine Gresham and all things Oklahoman and Oklahoma every day at News OK and every morning in the Oklahoman.